This story is taken from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Volume 3, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The demigods are, so to speak, different officers and directors in the cosmic government of the Supreme Lord. Unfortunately, some people become more interested in offering sacrifices to the different demigods, like Indra, Chandra, etc., for some temporary benefit. Those involved in farming and cow protection would regularly worship the controller of the rain, Indra, to secure good crops. Now, once upon a time, in the small village of Vrindavan, the child Krishna saw his father Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd men preparing a big sacrifice to Indra.
This function is traditional. We have to thank Lord Indra for kindly sending rainfall. We cannot live without the rain for farming and producing grain.
My dear Father, let us not worship Indra.
But we've always worshipped Indra.
We have our duties to perform.
And we desperately need the rainfall.
Rain will come from the mode of passion, not by worshipping him. Rain is falling on the ocean and on the land as well.
But he may become angry.
Besides, we have our relationship with the Brahmanas in Govardhan Hill.
We are satisfied living in this forest of Vrindavan. We are satisfied living in this forest of Vrindavan.
So, Krishna, what do you suggest?
Let us take the grains and ghee collected for the yajna to satisfy our Govardhan and never mind Lord Indra.
My dear Krishna, I can refuse you nothing. So what shall we do? How shall we conduct this Govardhan puja? All the women can begin preparing the prasadam just as Krishna directed. And my dear friends, please see that the cows are decorated very nicely. I shall make sure that everything is going according to Krishna's plans. Well, is everything ready?
Yes.
Then let's take the cows and the prasadam and go to Govardhan. Let us circumambulate the hill.
Govardhan puja, Govardhan puja, lots of prasadam, chanting and dancing. Govardhan puja, Govardhan puja.
If you neglect this Govardhan worship, you will be killed by the snakes on the hill.
cows as well. Worship Govardhan Hill. Oh, you people of Vrindavan, for your good fortune and the fortune of your cows as well. Worship Govardhan Hill.
Must be the chariot to bring me to the ceremony. Tell them I am almost ready. What is it? Speak up.
Oh, unfortunate me, that I should be the one to be the bearer of such ill tidings.
What is it? Speak up. Stop beating around the bush. It can't be as bad as all that.
Oh, Lord! The cowherd men have canceled the sacrifice.
The cowherd men have what?
It seems that the young cowherd prince, the son of the king, has convinced them to worship Govardhan Hill.
What?
Instead of you.
What, a hill? Instead of me? He has he? Some Vartika! Send forth the clouds of destruction! Some Vartika cloud! Oh, destroy Vrindavan! They have stopped the sacrifice which was meant for me! Come, Vartika cloud, go there and inundate the place. They have taken Krishna too seriously. Go, and I shall also go, riding on my elephant. Storm shall come with me to give the proper punishment. Pour down the rain now, all you clouds. They shall be destroyed along with their cows. Pour down the rain now, all you clouds. They shall be destroyed along with their Vartika, usually you are only called when there's a time to devastate the whole cosmic manifestation. But today, I have a special mission for you. I order you to go to Vrindavan, inundate the place, kill all the men, women, children, along with their animals. That ought to teach them. I myself will come with my great mountain-smashing thunderbolt weapon. Let us go! Pour down the rain now, all you clouds. They will be destroyed along with their cows. Pour down the rain now, all you clouds. They shall be destroyed along with their cows.
It's a hurricane!
Sharp arrow!
It's as thick as pillars!
Take care of the cows!
What about the children? I've never seen anything like it!
The water is filling all the land, and there is no difference between the hills and valleys!
We'll all be destroyed!
Where is Govinda?
He saved us before, he'll save us again!
This Krishna has lifted up Govardhan Hill with the little finger of his left hand and has held it protecting the inhabitants of Vrindavan for a week. Desist, desist, clouds of destruction, desist. We are no match for the master of mysticism.
The rain has stopped.
Oh, look, the clouds. They've cleared.
The sky is blue.
Look, the sun is rising.
Krishna has saved us all. All glories to Krishna.
My dear cowherd men, now you can leave and take your wives, children, cows, and valuables because everything is over. The inundation has gone down, along with the swelling waters of the river.
We're not hungry, we're not thirsty, we don't even want to sleep. Krishna lifted up the hill, and then we entered underneath. We're not hungry, we're not thirsty, we don't even want to sleep. We don't even want to sleep. Krishna lifted up the hill, and then we entered underneath. We're not hungry, we're not thirsty. We don't even want to sleep. We just wonder how has Krishna held the hill for one whole week.
In this material world, there are so many fools like myself who consider themselves to be the Supreme Lord, who consider themselves to be the all in all within the universe. But you, dear Lord, are so merciful to them. You subdue their false prestige even without punishment. Fool number one, I'm fool number one. Such a great offense to your lotus feet. Not knowing your unlimited power, please forgive me, Lord, I'm fool number one. Due to my gross ignorance, I sent great hailstorms and rain to destroy Vrindavan. It was because you stopped the sacrifice which was to be held to honor me. But my Lord, I pray to you to not let me be so foolish again. You are not only the supreme controller, but the supreme spiritual master of everyone. Fool number one, I'm fool number one. Such a great offense to your lotus feet. Not knowing your unlimited power, please forgive me, Lord, I'm fool number one.
My dear Indra, I have stopped your sacrifice just to show my causeless mercy and to revive your memory that I am your eternal master. I am not only your master, but I am the master of all the other demigods as well. You should always remember that all your material opulences are due to my mercy. Everyone should always remember that I, Krishna, am the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
After this, the transcendental Surabhi cow, who also came with Indra to see Krishna, offered her respectful obeisances unto him and worshipped him. In this way, Krishna was bathed by the milk of the Surabhi cows, and Indra was bathed by the water of the celestial Ganges through the trunk of his carrier elephant. Thus, Govinda, Lord Krishna, was pleased with all of them. The residents of all higher planetary systems all combined and began to glorify the Lord by chanting his holy name. Their wives and damsels began to dance with great joy. They very much satisfied the Lord by incessantly pouring flowers from the sky. After satisfying Krishna, who is the Lord of all the cows in Vrindavan and who is known as Giridhari, the lifter of Govardhan Hill, King Indra took permission to return to his heavenly kingdom. He was surrounded by all kinds of demigods who passed with him through cosmic space. This great incident is a powerful example of how Krishna consciousness can benefit the world.
People of New York.